Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Fusion Church. All right. Yes. We're still waking up this morning. I bet you we're not going to have a lot of people. They're probably still recuperating from their turkey meal. I pray that you all had a blessed and happy Thanksgiving. I know that we did. We spent it with Pastor Jason, my daughter Sandra, my kids. All together, had a good time, you know, but I know that takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of work. So some of you guys are probably still recuperating from all that work that went there, or recuperating because you just ate too much. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. This morning, we are in Hebrews 13. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for all those that are listening and watching, Father God, and later on, Father, I pray that you would just speak to us. Let it be you and not me, oh Lord God. And I just thank you. Thank you in advance, Father God, for all that you're doing, what you have done, and what you're going to do in our lives, Father. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Stretch it out a little bit. All right. Hebrews 13. Let's begin. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some unwillingly entertain angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourself are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, for fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can men do to me? 7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with food which have not profited those who have been occupy with them. 10. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of his lips, giving thanks in his name. 16. But do not forget to do good and to share, for such sacrifice God is well pleased. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your soul as those who must give an account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that will be unprofitable to you. 18. Pray with us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. 20. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I appeal to you, brethren, bear with the words of exhortation, for I have written to you in few words. Know that our brother Timothy has been set free, for with whom I shall see if he comes shortly. Greet all those who rule over you, and all the saints, those from Italy, greet you. Grace be with you all. Amen. Amen. All right, all right, all right. There we go. You know, it's a short 25, you know, short verses. This is the last chapter, you know, of the book of Hebrews, you know, and it's pretty much, you know, it talks about, you know, the benefits and responsibilities for those within the church, you know. So it basically is talking to us. It's talking to us what we should be doing, what, you know, and it starts off with verse one. It says, let brotherly love continue. So, you know, so we need to share this love that we have for one another. We need to be to share his love. In Romans 12, verse 10, it says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, preference to one another. So it talks about, you know, brotherly love is to be affectionate, is to be there for each other, because, you know, we represent the Lord Jesus Christ, and he came and he loved us. And with that same love that he loved us, he expects us as believers to also to go out there and love one another. It says in verse 2, do not forget to entertain strangers, so by doing, some have unwillingly entertained angels. You know, so that's pretty much, you know, something that we do in Fusion. We have a heart of giving. We have a heart of sharing. You know, we open up our arms, you know, for those who come in the doors. And the Lord here is just telling us, you know, that when we receive these individuals, when we greet one another, when we help the stranger, we are doing it for the Lord. We are doing it for the Lord. We're sharing his love. In Matthew 25, 35, he said, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. So when we do it for anybody that comes in our path, when we do it to help others, it's like us doing it unto the Lord, you know, and he is pleased by that. And that is the blessing that God has for us. And the other thing about this, he says that sometimes as we entertain strangers, we might be entertaining angels. So you never know. You never know that if God, the Lord has set you up and put an angel in your path to see what you and I would do. And a lot of times, you know, we might be just doing that, might be entertaining an angel. It says in verse 3, remember the prisoners as if chained with them. You know, so he's not talking about, he just said, remember the prisoners like if you were there with them, like if you were there with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourself, you know, are in the body. So here he's talking about that we all are in one body, you know, and we all need each other. And if a part of the body hurts, guess what? We all hurt. If you hurt your little finger, your little pinky, that little tiny little thing, guess what? Your whole body hurts. I don't know about you, but sometimes a paper cut can send you, my hairs in the back of my neck stick up, and I don't have much, you know, but they can stick up, you know, sometimes, you know, with the pain that you can receive by a paper cut. But, you know, so we are all together in this. It says, remember. In other words, do for others, because you know, talking about prisoners, but there could be people that are just still bound by sin. They're prisoner to their own sins, you know, and we need to make sure that we are there for them, that we help them, and that we encourage them. And we have the opportunity to visit the prisons. You know, that's another ministry in itself. And I remember back in the day, I used to do that. I used to do that, and I used to go to Leesburg State Prison and minister to the inmates there. And guess what? I realized that sometimes they worship better than we do. Because they didn't have nothing to lose. They could be there and they can worship without music. They can harmonize and all that. And I remember going there and I went there to minister. And guess what? They end up ministering to me, you know, by how they worship and how they love the Lord. So again, this particular chapter is all about, you know, us and how the writer is reminding us of what we should do. You know, in Matthew 25, 36, it says, I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. So therefore, when we do it as unto the Lord. We do it, you know, like if we were doing it for the Lord. And now he goes into even marriage. In verse 4, it says, marriage is honorable among all, and the bed is undefiled. So marriage is supposed to be a blessing, you know, but it's telling us also, it's warning us, you know, be careful what you do. Be careful how you do it. Be careful where your mind is at, you know, because even though we may be believers, guess what? The believers are getting attacked. The believers, you know, they get attacked more than anything else because the enemy wants to stop us. But here he's talking about marriage, you know, marriage is blessed by God, you know, and anything outside of marriage, you know, he condemns. Anything outside of marriage, he condemns. And he's just reminding that to those out there that are married, you know, to make sure that you do what you need to do, do the right thing. Because guess what? We may do everything, and sometimes we do things in secret, but there's no secret for the Lord. The Lord sees all. The Lord sees all. The Lord knows all. You can't get away. You can go in your closet and try to hide in there. Guess what? The Lord sees all. The Lord sees all. So he's just giving us that word of reminding us who we are. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10 says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulteress. You know, and it goes so on and says that none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. None of these will inherit the kingdom of God. And so therefore, you know, we've got to make sure that we maintain, that we do the right thing. Verse 5 says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, right then and there, you know, that particular verse right there, you know, that's a such an important verse because it tells us to be content. You know, in other words, relax, relax, take it easy. You have already what you need, you know, be happy with what you have. Because, you know, if we are excited and happy with what we have, that honors the Lord because he sees the heart. You know, and I shouldn't be jealous of somebody else or what they have or what they don't have, but I should be content. I should be grateful because he says there, you know, if I'm content, you know, and he says there because he himself has said, you know, the Lord himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So he is right there. He has partnered with us. He is right there with us. We're never alone. How beautiful the word of the Lord is. That is telling us right there, I would never leave you nor forsake you. You know, be content because I would, just God's presence alone. Amen. Just God's presence alone makes all the difference. God's presence can bring peace in the middle of chaos, can bring peace in the middle of confusion, can bring peace in the middle of pain. That's what the presence of God can do. And he says, I will never leave you, nor forsake. And then it goes into the even a little bit deeper. And he says, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Look at that. Still speaking in verse 5, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? What can man? In other words, God is telling us, I am with you. I am with you. You know, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So what can man do to you? Because don't you realize that we are his sons and daughters? The Lord has us. And you know, I don't know about you, but if somebody messes with my kids, guess what? I have to get involved. You know, as nice as I can be, I'm gonna get involved. If you're gonna be messing with my kids, if you're gonna be bringing havoc to my family, I'm gonna speak up. I'm gonna defend them. Why? Because that's what we do as fathers, as parents, as guardians. We protect our own. Well, guess what? The Lord protects his own. The Lord protects his children. You know, and that alone is a reason for us to do the dance of joy, you know, because he protects us. He is with us. And he says there that I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that verse right there, you can digest that verse alone. And that should lift you up. That should put a little dance on your feet, you know, and be able to praise the Lord. You know, in Matthew 6:25, he says, therefore, and this is Jesus speaking. He says, therefore, I say to you, do not be worried about your life, what you will eat and what would you drink, nor about what your body, what would you put on. You know, it is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing. So Jesus is saying, be content with what you have. You know, be thoughtful, you know, be grateful, you know, to the Lord, because the Lord has sustained you. The Lord has kept you. I don't know about you. When I go through two different situations in my life, I always reflect upon the goodness of God and upon how the Lord has come through for me in the past. You know, I got to remember those things. So therefore I am grateful. I am thankful, you know, and I just say, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're doing, because he is in control. Verse 6 says, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? So again, that word, what can man do to me? I would not fear, you know, and we can say that with boldness. Because why? Because the word of God, you know, that he has given us, gives us life. You know, in Psalms 27:1, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? And also in Psalms 56:4, it says, in God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I would not fear. What can flesh do to me? What can men do to me? So, you know, we acknowledge God as believers. We need to practice this. We need to practice this because, you know, we're going to get hit. We're going to get hit. And when we get hit, it's not the time to get ready. We got to get ready now. We got to get ready now, that every day as we read the word of God. You know, the word says that as we draw near to the Lord draws near to us. And we need to make sure that we get into his word, that we study his words, that we acknowledge, you know, who he is. And now, you know, he's speaking to us in verse 7. It says, remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follows, considering the outcome of their conduct. You know, so in other words, you know, remember the leaders that are over you, you know, and follow their example. And we at Fusion, you know, we have good example. We have good examples. Why? Because nobody's perfect in this place. Nobody's perfect. And a lot of times, you know, as leaders, we mess up. And I'll be the first one to say, I mess up. I'm not perfect. You know, I blow it sometimes. Sometimes I speak so fast that my words get all tangled up, and I might say the wrong thing. You know, I might say, or it might be taken wrong. But you know what? So we need to make sure that we're not the only ones that make mistakes. Leaders make mistakes. But it says here, remember those who rule over you. So that's to acknowledge them, because as leaders, and that they are there for us, and especially for pastors, you know, and the elders, that they're constantly praying for the church. They're constantly praying for you. You know, when you pray for somebody, you're fighting a battle. When you pray for somebody, you're interceding. You know, sometimes we say prayer is just prayer. No, when you in really praying for people, you're interceding and you're standing in the gap. You know, so you have to make sure that you're covered by the blood of Jesus, because you're creating warfare. You know, you're creating warfare, and that's what the leaders do. So, you know, so we need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for our pastors, you know, and acknowledge that. You know, in verse 8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. John 8:58 says, Jesus said to them, more surely I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So he has always been. He has always been. Jesus has always been. You know, he does not change. You know, he does not change. Revelations 1:4 says, and this was John speaking. He says, John to the church which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. You know, so it's acknowledging the Lord, you know, and the Lord, you know, before anything else was, he was there. God is eternal. God is eternal. So he knows the past, he knows the present, he knows the future, he knows everything. So when we acknowledge him, and we give him the, because we do that, because he has the best intent for us. He knows what he wants for us. The word of God says that our days are ordered by the Lord. Our days. So the Lord already has our calendar. He already has our days set up. He already made an example. He has created a path for us to take. And he's telling us, just go down this road. Just go down this road. Sometimes we may do it right, and sometimes we don't. And most of the times we go the wrong way because we think that road looks prettier. That road might be faster. And guess what? The word of God also says that my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. So a lot of times what seems to be maybe easier ain't going to be easier. It ain't going to be easier. So the Lord, you know, already has our life already set up for us. And all we need to do is move forward in it. He says, do not. In verse 9, it says, "Will not be carried at the about with various strange doctrine." You know, when people take the word of God and they take one verse and they want to make doctrine out of it, that's not right. That'd be wrong. That's false doctrine. And there's so much things out there that are raising up, especially in these days, that are saying that this is the truth. This is the way that we should go. And a lot. So we need to make sure that we study the word. We need to make sure that it is backed up by other verses. You know, when it talks about doctrine, you better have a couple of verses to back up that doctrine that you're trying to teach. Because if you only have one verse, it's not doctrine. And we have to be careful with that, because there are those that will speak things to us. You know, because you know what? Not everybody that comes to church on a Sunday morning is a believer. Not everybody. Because the church was built, you know, we can get the unbelievers in. And we can get them saved. They could bring them in, and we can teach them, and we can disciple them. So not everybody that's there is there for the right reason. The enemy goes to the church too on Sunday. So we need to make sure that we be careful with what we're listening to, and make sure that we listen to the voice of the Lord, to listen to his voice. He also in Ephesians 4:14, he says that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind doctrine, with anybody that comes in the door, or anybody, because sometimes people got sweet words. Don't let the sweet words, you know, distract you from what you need to be. You know, just keep your focus. Verse 15, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. This is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to him. In other words, you know, to constantly be praising the Lord, constantly. You know, half the battle, we may lose half the battle because we don't have no praise going on. We don't know how to be grateful. We don't know how to be thankful. And we need to make sure that we are constantly praising, constantly worshiping. Because if we are constantly worshiping, it's not going to be as hard as he may be sometimes, because we have the thought of God in our lives, you know, and we give him the praise, you know. And it says there, because that's the fruit of our lips, you know, is to give thanks, is to acknowledge, is to give him the glory, is to give him the honor. So we constantly have those thoughts in our mind. You know, the enemy may come, but, you know, instead of us getting all frustrated, what's happening, or even confused, we can always say, no, no, Lord, you are with me. Because Holy Spirit is going to remind you. Holy Spirit is going to remind you of the word that you study. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, our Lord. You know, our Lord. So giving thanks to Christ. So, you know, so we need, as we give praise to the Lord, that honors that, you know, that honors him. And in 16, it says, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifice, God will be pleased. So God is pleased, you know, when we do good. God is pleased when we share his words, when we share his love with others. That pleases God, that honors God. So God is telling us, you know, these are the things that I want you to do. These are the things that we should be doing. Ephesians 4:18, it says, indeed, I have all and abound, I am full, having received from this individual, I can even say his name, the things sent from you, sweet smelling aroma, acceptable sacrifice. So he's talking about here, you know, the sharing. He's talking about here receiving, and he's talking about here that he received the offering from the people, that he received the offering from the people. That's the way that the Lord receives us. You know, he receives our worship. It's like a sweet aroma to him. When we praise God, when we do what's good, that brings honor, that brings praise to his name. And the Lord loves that. The Lord loves to us when we do that. You know, my time, man, this day is going quick. All right, let's keep going. Verse 17, obey those who rule over you and be submissive. Now, we talked about this earlier, you know, for the most important thing here, it says, for they watch out for our souls. You know, they watch, and that's what I meant earlier when I was talking about that the pastors and the leaders, you know, they're praying for us. They're standing in the gap for us. And sometimes, you know, the enemy would attack them to stop their prayer, to stop what they're doing. You know, just like the enemy wants to stop you from praying, wants to stop you from praying for your children, for your loved ones. And he's going to bring all this stuff you in your direction. He's going to make you tired. He's going to make you sleepy. He's going to bring interruptions when you're trying to pray, because he's trying to stop that prayer. He's trying to stop your lips from giving God praise, glory, and honor. And that's why we, as his sons and daughters, we need to make sure that we press on in this good fight of faith, that we move forward. And that's what the writer here is trying to tell us. It says in verse 18, pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. So, you know, here the writer is saying, pray for us. So, you know, it's one thing that when we pray for others, and here they're asking, please pray for me. And of course, you're going to have those that are going to come to you, and they're going to ask you, keep me in prayer. You know, and if you say you're going to keep them in prayer, you got to do what I do. You got to write it down somewhere. You got to write it down somewhere, because if I don't write things down, I'll forget by the time I get to the other room. If my wife is talking to me and she's telling me the things that I got to do, or giving me a list, you know, if I don't write it down, I don't write it down. I cannot use that excuse. I've been married too long. That excuse, well, I forgot. That excuse that, well, I was just about to do it. That doesn't work no more after so many years. After so many years, she doesn't believe me. And I said, girl, just because we've been married for 46 years, you know, and dated for 5, that she's really 51, you know, I'm still working on it. I'm not perfect. you know, well, you got to write it down. You got to write it down. So he says, you know, it's good to have like a prayer list going on, just a little notes here and there. So that'll be a reminder that you need to do something, that you need to pray. Ephesians 6:18 saying, praying always with all prayers and supplications in the spirit, being watchful for this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we need to be praying for one another. We need to be lifting up one another. We need to be, you know, standing in the gap for each other, you know. And you guys know that I'm constantly, I like to hug, I like to greet people, I like to, you know, I like to love on you guys. And that's what I love to do, you know. And by doing that, I have come to know a lot of you guys and some special ones more than others. And you guys know who you are, you know, because we have this bond that we feel for one another. And it's the bond that is like believers coming together, and it's awesome. It's awesome. It's such a good feeling when we come and we greet each other. And I love that. I love that. And guess what? And God wants us to have that, not just with one or two people, but with a lot of other people. And God wants you to have that with Him, that relationship that we have with Him. And verse 20 says, now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of an everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work, in every good work, you know, to do His will, working in you what is the will pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, whom be the glory forever and ever. Well, He's giving them a blessing there. He says that the Lord Jesus Christ will make you complete. Make you complete. You know, because you know what? Because we're not the experts. We're never gonna have it all correct. We're never gonna do it all the right way, you know. But God Himself, you know, He'll make a way. He'll make us complete, you know, in every good work to do His will, to do His will. In other words, He will complete you. He will give you what you need to do His will. You know, you don't have to think about how you're going to do it. You don't have to think about it, because God will always make a way. You know, the best thing that we can do is just to be ourselves. Don't try to be anybody else. You know, nobody's going to be Pop Hernandez. I'm sorry. When they made me, they broke the mold and threw it away. You know, I'm unique. You know, I talk to you in Spanish. I talk to you in English. I talk to you in the spirit, you know, and I just who I am. You know, and I am unique, and you are unique. You are special. You were created that way. The Word of God says that He knitted you together. He put you just the way you are. He made you perfect and complete, you know, lacking nothing. And when we think, and I think about that, I say, only God can do that. Only God can do that. Only God can take somebody like me and give me a wife that He has given me, and we can complement one another. And where I am weak, she's strong. And when she's weak, I am strong. And we support each other that way. And when I start a sentence, she finishes it, you know, or when she starts it, I finish it. And before, sometimes we're just there and I bring up a thought and she was just, I was just about to say that. So, you know, so we get to know each other so much. And that's the way God knows you. He knows every detail about you. And His word says here that He makes you complete for you to do His will, for you to do His will. And whatever His will is, you know what it is. You know, if you are a greeter, you know, if you are just one of those persons that likes to hug like me, you know, if you are the one that's making the coffee, that's, you know, the one that's the ushers that are sitting you down, whatever it is, whatever task God, you know, has given you, you know, He is going to make that complete in your ministry. He's going to make that complete, and He's going to help you. Because why? Because when we do all things unto the Lord, that honors Him, and He wants us to be obedient. And that's what this particular chapter, the end of this book, You know, the writer is reminding us as believers, this is what we need to do. This is what you need to keep your focus on, you know, and you need to follow these because, you know, these will keep us in the right place. I don't know about you, but I got a lot out of this, you know, this small little book right here, you know, and God's teaching. But the beautiful thing is that God is always reminding us. And I just thank him for that. He's always reminding us what to do. He's always giving us little hints here and there of what not to do. And it's, and as I go through this, sometimes I say, you know, I kind of missed that for a while. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're reminding me again. And sometimes, because I'm hard-headed sometimes, it's just like a little smack in the back of my head, you know, that the Lord is giving me. He said, you know, get your act together. Come on. You know, you've been around for a while, you know what I mean? And I have no excuses, which I don't. I have no excuses, you know, but then I say, okay, Lord, I'll take care of that. I will do that. And it helps us. So, you know, just as much as it was written, you know, over 2,000 years ago, this word remains fresh today for us as believers in the Lord. And it's just a reminder of us. You know, it's not pointing fingers. We're not here to point fingers. We're here to encourage. We're here to motivate. We're here to enlighten you. And once in a while, I just like to pull the ear a little bit because I know that some of you out there can do a lot better, you know, if you just keep your focus. Come on now, if you just keep your focus. I raise my hand for that one too because I need a reminder here and there. And the Holy Spirit just reminds me of, okay, Hernandez, get your act together, you know, but it's so good. We serve a God that loves us. We serve a God that has compassion over us, that has mercy upon us. And he has mercy and he has compassion over you. Because I look at myself and I say, man, Hernandez, as many times as you messed up, you know, I would have given up on you. But thank God that I'm not God, you know, because he doesn't give up on us. He sees us as the complete package. He sees us as the way that he created us to who he wants us to be. That's how he sees us. We are work in progress. We are work in progress. And I just thank God that at least I'm there. I'm work in progress. Not perfect, but in progress. You know, and God is showing me the way, and God is showing you the way. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I pray that you got something out of this morning. I am so happy that Freedom Fridays is here. You know, we're starting the weekend. Some of you can rest. I gotta decorate later. You know, because for me, this Friday after Thanksgiving is what my honey tells me. I think we got to change it up now because Thanksgiving is over, you know, and we got to start getting the Christmas stuff. So I'll be the one that'll be dragging the boxes, you know, put a little smile on my face, you know. But it will get done. It will get done. Why? Because if it's going to bless her, then it's going to be a blessing to me anyway. You know, so as we get ready for, you know, for seasons to change, let's do it with love. Like this chapter has said, let's do it as unto the Lord, you know, and see what God has for us, because I feel God is moving. God is powerful. God is bringing insight. God is bringing blessings, and God is bringing, you know, unity within the body and unity in our family, unity in our home and our marriages. And our kids, you know, if you have kids that are still not doing what they need to do, we don't give up on that. We just continue to pray. We got to pray through. We got to pray through. We got to speak it out, you know, speak life over them, speak love over them, you know, and in due season, and it might be this season. It might be this season, you know, so let's give God the praise and let's give God the glory. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time. I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I pray your blessings upon them, Father. I pray that you will meet their needs according to your riches in glory, Father, whatever it is that they may be going through physically, mentally, Father God, financially, Father, whatever it is, my Lord, that you would just be there, that you would just meet their need. Father, I pray for that you would touch their homes, touch their marriages, touch their family, touch our children, our great grandchildren, our grandchildren, Father. Bless them, Father, in a mighty way in this season. I thank you, Father, for this is the day that you have made, Father, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you again for today, Father. Bless all my brothers and sisters, for this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you guys. Have a good weekend. You know, keep decorating. Keep doing your thing. I'll be doing the same, okay? Love you all. Keep you focused. Keep you focused.